Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, which we update every Monday through Friday. And also, we have thousands, literally thousands of archives, past interviews on every topic under the sun on small business in our library, and thousands of articles, narrative, words written down by really smart people. And all of these are contributed by our good people like our good friend Tim Berry, who's an original member of our Brain Trust and just a great resource for us. The president and founder of Palo Alto Software, they're the folks who make the Business Plan Pro products and other things like that. And as you know, Palo Alto has been a longtime sponsor of our show. And he's here to talk to us about one of his favorite topics, and mine too, business planning for small business. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, I'm very happy to be with you again, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And I know one of the things that you wanted to talk about today was something that business planning popped up on the radar screen at the Wall Street Journal recently, didn't it?
Yes, January 9th. What's that? That's like Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
What did they say?
Well, it's an interesting article to me, Jim, because I've been doing business planning so long, and the logic here is interesting. What they say is, word for word, I think, well-researched and correct, and yet it's so easy in this case to misinterpret that I think it's worth a discussion. What they say is, people are questioning the use of a formal business plan, and specifically, does a formal business plan greatly improve the odds of success?
Hmm.
What's so
easy to miss? So that's the question that they pose.
Yes.
Resolved.
This is January 9th. Mm-hmm. Business schools and consultants have long preached that writing a formal business plan greatly improves a startup's odds of success, but a growing number of academics are questioning whether that's really the case.
Hmm.
Technically, this is true, and the article is interesting. All of us involved in small businesses and startups probably ought to read it, but there's a logical trick here because they're talking about, quote, a formal business plan.
Right.
And I think if we go back over some of the discussions that you and I have had for low that many years.
Well, this month is 9 years.
Yes. I think if we go back over that, we have always been saying, keep it practical. Keep it focused on milestones and dates and deadlines and what's going to happen. And the formality of the business plan doesn't matter. You want to cover the bases. You want to actually have something that you can implement, which then that's why I'm intrigued by this Wall Street Journal article, because that medium itself is so powerful.
Right.
They're right. There is a good reason to question a, quote, formal, unquote, business plan.
Well, you know, when I heard you saying that at the very beginning, the first time you mentioned it just a minute or so ago, my first thought was a Harvard medical degree is not going to necessarily turn out a good doctor.
Yeah, there's a.
Just because you have the education doesn't mean you have the application.
It's basically the logic is something like that. What they're saying is a useless, poorly conceived, poorly implemented business plan. Whoa, what a surprise. I mean, as the teenagers would say, yeah, duh. You know, I mean, so then they go on to say, oh, my gosh, and this guy spent 2 years and did a 100-page business plan with footnotes and so on, and nobody wanted his business. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, it is about other things is what makes the company successful, and the business plan has to help organize, prioritize, strategize, get into step by step those other things. But if the core of the business, if the management team, if the actual product offered, the value isn't good, then of course there's nothing the business plan can do except waste everybody's time.
Do you think that this is a holdover, sort of a backlash or a backfire or whatever from the 90s when people, there were people who actually wrote a business plan and got million, you know, they wrote a six-page business plan. Of course, they had to have a ponytail first, and they got millions of dollars in funding, and they went IPO in 3 months and all that kind of stuff. When we come back, I'm going to let you answer that question. I think there may be something to that, and we'll delve into this, folks, and the result of our conversation will be to, in an intellectually honest way, show you whether you should be focusing on a business plan or not. 20 Till, Tim Berry is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. And Tim Berry, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, well, thank you, and vice versa, and back at you.
9 years ago this month, ladies and gentlemen, I was noodling around trying to find, this is back when I did everything, ladies and gentlemen. I have people who help me now, but for many, many years, I did the whole shooting match from Alpha to Omega, and I was noodling around trying to find really smart people. I had something I called the really smart meter, Tim. that I had developed, and you know, only people who made the really smart meter ding 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 were allowed on my show, and you almost blew the top of it off.
What a nice compliment.
When I met Tim, folks, and I said, you know what, this guy, if we can be nice to him, we need him to hang around with us for a while because he's got a lot of good stuff he can teach us. That was 9 years ago this month, actually a little bit later in the month, but it's close enough. And so Tim, happy anniversary, happy ninth anniversary. Not too many people have been are still having 9 year anniversaries with me, and of course, as you know, we're in our 10th year of the Small Business Advocate Show, and for all the things that you've done for us and to help us get where we are, and for all the things that you always do for small businesses, we thank you for that. Now, on behalf of all small business owners out there who've benefited from you, we want to thank you. The validity of, in a way, of business plans. The article in the Wall Street Journal was, Do business plans really help people achieve success? I think that was the basic premise. And I wonder, Tim, if, you know, some of the people who would write something like that, some of the reporters, their perspective of a business plan might be different from the perspective of the average small business owners of a business plan out there. What do you think?
I think absolutely. I think what we've got going here is a bit of a predictable, it's more interesting to be contrarian trend going here. People hear how important business planning is to business success, particularly small business success, and it's more fun to poke holes in that idea than to just repeat that idea.
Right.
And it's fairly easy because, the logic I think that is similar is if somebody tells you, well, you know, health is really tied to good diet. If you go out and find six or eight different people with eating disorders, you can say, see, you know, this is not true. But in fact, it is true, isn't it? Health is tied mm-hmm. to a good diet.
Mm-hmm.
Good, regular, long-term, you know, diet and exercise is to health something like business planning is to the health of a small business.
Right.
It's not really sexy. It's not really fun, but it's dumb not to do it. Right.
Well, and it's sort of like, you know, the baby. If we want to have a happy, healthy baby, we got to change the diaper. We got to take him to the doctor. We got to, you know, do the things that you have to do to raise a baby in a good way. And a business plan is like that too. But I want to come back to what I said a minute ago. I wonder if part of what they're doing is reflecting on and still remembering when business plans were for some people, there were all these stories that the journalists like to write about, all these stories where the guy wrote a six-page business plan, got $50 million in funding, and then went for another round of $150 million, blew through that in 9 months, went public, you know, went from zero to $39 a share on the NASDAQ before it crashed. And I wonder if there's still some holdover from that and people still thinking that's what a business plan is for. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think there's too many rationalizations for us to, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this business plan. And look, here's this example of somebody who didn't. But then it comes back to, we're here trying to run businesses that day-to-day putting out fires is going to absorb a lot of our time. And if we have the discipline and the foresight to do it, we want to control our own destiny. And the business plan isn't about the 60 pages or the 100 pages. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's written in a loose-leaf binder in your son's 8-year-old block printing.
Or on a 10-pound sack.
Yeah, the point is that unless you're a genius, you want the help of taking the long-term view, setting your objectives, setting the steps to the objectives, putting that down into dates and deadlines and cash flow forecasts, because that makes your life easier and mm-hmm. makes it easier for you to control your destiny in business.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody comes and says, oh, but here's this guy that did a 120-page thing, and it was color, and it was everything else, and it didn't do him any good. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I mean, is that because he planned that it wasn't successful?
It might
or
be what
because
my...
we lost touch of what's really important, which is the content mm-hmm. of the plan.
It might be what my grandmother would have called putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. And that's because as I go through this, see, what they're saying is correct. They are pointing out some of the misunderstandings. The point of the business plan isn't just to have the document. And the value of a business plan isn't in how pretty the document is. The reason to have a business plan is to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of the business plan is how concretely does it help us run the business? How often do we go back and revisit? We know all business plans are wrong, but that brings up the management of why mm-hmm. was it wrong, how do we correct? You know, all of that gets lost when we're just pointing out examples.
And when he says all business plans are wrong, folks, it's the same as you heard me say, all projections are wrong. Business plans are an attempt to peer into the future and see where we match up where we want to go with where we think we can go and put that down on paper and have the courage to do that. That's what a business plan is, and because none of us are perfect at seeing into the future, that's the reason why all business plans are wrong. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with Tim Berry. Section for you there, folks. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Tim Berry, the president of, founder actually also of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro 2007, right, Tim?
Yes.
And give us your website, please.
www.bplans.com.
I told somebody this week about your website. Somebody emailed me and said, how do I do a business plan on this particular industry? And it was part of what I do for some of my sponsors, where I answer questions for them. And I said, you got to go to bplans.com. If they don't have it, you can't get it anywhere. And you know, you'll find something there. What do you got, about 60-something sample plans there?
Yes.
Folks, this is not a selling site. This is a teaching site. And that's a tribute. What Tim just gave you is a tribute to the kind of business person he is. He wants you to be successful using whatever product you use. And so he's created this whole teaching site out there to teach you how to be a better business planner so that you don't fall into the mythical trap that the Wall Street Journal article is portraying is out there, and that is that whether your business plan works or not. Well, the business plan, you know, the business plan is not the problem if it's not working. the as you said, the content, and or actually, you know, the beef behind the thing. If you got a business plan that's not working, you better be saying, where's the beef? Not where's the
planning.
Plan.
The planning is what you want. You don't care as much as about the document. The planning is really important because mm-hmm. the planning drives your business towards success. And in pointing out that some people overemphasize the document itself as if the document made the difference, there's the danger that people think, oh, well, it's not that important to plan. And it is. That's the danger.
What I think a business plan, the best thing that I could say about a business plan is it puts you on a journey of understanding.
Right on.
And it starts you out. It starts asking questions. If you cannot complete a business plan without answering questions, and if you've got the structure of a business plan, the classic structure of a business plan, it will ask you questions. And if you don't know those questions, those answers, you have to go find them because you can't complete the plan without those answers. And if you don't have those answers, then you need them to be successful.
Yeah. Do you want to drift in the waters of business without steering, or do you want to steer? And if you're going to steer in the future, you need to set objectives and directions and goals, and then you need to track mm-hmm. how are we reaching those goals and to what extent did we guess wrong, because we will always guess wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the best business plans, when you have that information, is a plan that looks forward based on what's happened in the past.
Yes. And then a plan that gets reviewed every month so that it actually becomes steering. Steering is correcting mm-hmm. all the time, just like walking is correcting. Mm-hmm. Well, planning is correcting so that there again, what's important is planning, not the plan, because the plan alone doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. So the question about do business plans contribute to success really wasn't the right question. The question should have been, does business planning contribute to success?
Yes. Yes, because planning, well implemented, becomes management.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to concepts like focus and prioritizing and strategy and, of course, cash flow and taking a fresh look at your market. There are so many reasons that we would be foolish to undervalue what the planning can do for the business.
Mm-hmm. What if you don't have any history? What if you're trying to create a business plan and you don't have any history that you can plant in the ground and use as critical mass, as a foundation under you? You're just starting out. Where do you go to get that kind of a foundation?
A month from now, you will have history in the difference between what you thought was going to happen and what happened. And 2 and 3 months from now, you'll have even more history. So you're making well-informed, mm-hmm. educated guesses that are going to be wrong, but they're going to give you a route, a guide, steps that you can then track. Why was it wrong? How is it wrong? What's going on in the real world that's different? Mm-hmm. And then it becomes management again.
Mm-hmm. And then so do your best, do the best you can, and start executing your business. But you have to track it, otherwise you can't keep up with it, so that it can be used month to month and become a foundation. Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Let's have a good 2007 together. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. Tim, it's good to have you here as always. Happy anniversary again, by the way.
Thank you, and same to you, Jim.
Yeah. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.